Now we're recording. Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma daf Ayin Dalid, and we are going to begin today the eighth parak of Maseches Yuma. Today we are going to focus on the Chamesh Inuyim, on the five Inuyim that we know we are the things that we're not able to do on Yom Kippur. We'll explain why we're talking about the Chamesh Inuyim today. We are going to focus a lot on the issue of Chatzi Shir, which is the Isser, potential Isser. We'll see it's a machlokas in the Gemara, actually, on what happens if somebody eats less than the Shir of what would be Usser to eat on Yom Kippur, what happens. And then we're going to talk about how we know that the references in the Psukim to Inuyim mean the actual Chamesh Inuyim that we uphold, that we abide by on Yom Kippur. How do we know that we're talking about Achila, Shtia, and the other Inuyim on Yom Kippur? So today, again, we're going to focus all on the Chamesh Inuyim of Yom Kippur. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank Dr. Landerer very much for his continued sponsorship and support of the shiur. So says the Mishnah at the beginning of the eighth parak, about halfway down on Ayin Gimel Amabez, we fell a little bit short of our target yesterday, but hopefully we'll make up some ground today. So the rabbi won't know that we fell short when he comes back tomorrow. So Yom HaKippurim, so on Yom Kippur, Asur v'achila b'shtiyah, it's asur to eat and to drink, a berachitza and to bathe, a v'sicha and to anoint oneself with any sort of lotion or with an oil, uvinila sasandal, you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, uvitashmesh hamita, and you're not allowed to have marital relations either. So says Tosfos, first of all, why is this Mishnah over here in the Masechta? So Tosfos says, well, the Seder of the Masechta is arranged in chronological order, basically. We began with the sequestration of the Kohen Gadol, the isolation of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, the 7 days before Yom Kippur, and then we talk about the Seder of Leil Yom HaKippurim, what they used to do with the Kohen Gadol. Then we talk about the Seder HaAvoda on Yom Kippur itself, and now that we've covered off what happens before Yom Kippur, what happens Yom Kippur night, what happens on Yom Kippur day, now we're talking about the halachos that apply to everybody on Yom Kippur. So again, Yom Kippur, these five Inuyim are usher. Now there's a fundamental machlokas Rishonim that we should be aware of that's going to present itself throughout this perek. So the Tosfos Yeshanim, it's in really, really tiny print. So I'm getting old enough that I'm having trouble seeing the Tosfos Yeshanim on the side of the Gemara. But if you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim, if you really strain over here, he says that even though there are five Inuyim, only two of them are Asur Mida Oraisa, because you're only Chayav Kares on Achila and Shtia. On the other Inuyim, let's say if you decide, I want to wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur. So you wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur, you violated the Inuy of Nila Sasandal, you're not going to be Chayev Kares. You're only Chayev Kares on Achila and Shtia. And therefore, the other Inuyim, besides Achila and Shtia, are only Asur Midrabanan. How do we know that they're only Asur Midrabanan? Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, because when we read the next couple of lines in the Mishnah, we're going to see there were certain exceptions where certain people are actually able to do rechitza, to do sicha, to do nila sasandal, and says the Tosfos Yeshanim that if it were true that these inuyim are asur midaraisa the same way that achila and shtia are asur midaraisa, how could it be that we're going to say all of a sudden a melech and a kala, they could wash their face, and a pregnant woman can wear shoes? We wouldn't be so lax with these other inuyim if they were midaraisa. And therefore he holds, again, only achila and shtia, only the inuyim on which you're chayiv kares are asur midaraisa, even though we do have bases in psukim for these other inuyim. The Tosfos Yeshanim holds that those psukim are only in asmachta. However, the Ramban argues, and the Ramban says, no, we are brought up, every one of us learned in yeshiva, there are five things that are asur to do on Yom Kippur. They're all asur midaraisa to do on Yom Kippur. And says the Ramban, yes, they're all asur midaraisa. I am chayiv kares only on achil and shtia. It's because the Torah said, achayiv kares v'nichrus ha'nefes ahimei Yisrael, only with respect to achil and shtia. But all of the five inuyim are going to be asur midaraisa. So again, we should just bear in mind, keep in the back of our mind, the fundamental machlokas Rishonim between Tosfos Yeshanim and Ramban on the character of these other Inuyim, besides Achil and Shtia. So in any event, we had the list of five, says the Mishnah now, Vamelech Vakala Yirchatsu as Pneim, that a king and a Kala Rashi says is Kol Shloshim Yom Achar Nisuin, is called a Kala. So a new bride for the first 30 days, they're allowed to wash their face because the new bride has to look attractive for a husband. The Melech has to to look very imposing and very very regal because Melech Biyofyov Techzena Inecha, says Rashi. So they are able to wash their they're able to wash their faces. Vachaya tinelas sandal, and a woman who just gave birth is allowed to wear leather shoes. And Rashi says similarly, she's called a woman who just gave birth for 30 days after she's given birth. Also, the Mefarshim explained this applies to people who are stomp sick. It's not only to a pregnant woman, but anybody who's sick is able to wear leather shoes. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is what Rabbi Eliezer says, that we make these exceptions for certain classes of people. Vachachamim osrim. And the Chachamim argue. So there's a machlokas Rishonim on what do the Chachamim argue. Do the Chachamim argue on all of these things? The Rebbe Lezer says a melech and a kala are able to wash their face, and a chaya is allowed to wear shoes, and the Chachamim say usur for the chaya to wear shoes. Or do they say it's usur for the chaya to do, or it's usur, all of these exclusions don't apply? Do they argue with all of these exclusions? In any event, the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer and everything, so we're makel on all this stuff. Says the Gemara now, says the Mishnah rather, a little bit about the shear. Ha'ochel k'choseves hagasa, if a person eats the shear of a large date, kamoa uchagari nasa, the size of the date and its pit, so then, vashosa male lugmav, and a person who drinks male lugmav, chayev, he is going to be chayev, because the shear of achila on Yom Kippur is not like a kazayis, which is the stam shear of achila. It's a shear of a koseves. A koseves, the large date, is larger than a kazayis. Why do we have a different shear on Yom Kippur than we have by regular isur achila? Because on Yom Kippur, there's not an isur achila per se, it's an isur of inoy. It's an inyan of inoy, and Chazal teach us that you are not going to sate yourself, you're not going to achieve any level of satisfaction or any withholding of inui unless you eat up until a koseves. So that's the shear. Again, koseves for achila, malilugma for shtia, kolok limitzarfen lekoseves. All types of food are mitzaref to the shear of koseves, v'chala mashke mitzarfen lemalei lugmav, and all different types of drink are mitzaref to malei lugmav. V'chal v'shosa ein mitzarfen. However, food and drink are not going to be mitzaref to one another. The Achronim ask, what is the chiddush in the fact that all of the ochlin are mitzaref to a shear achila? It's obvious. So if it's also to eat everything, and I eat two types of everything, of course they're going to be mitzaref. So the chiddush is because I might think that the isser on Yom Kippur is only to have a yishev adas. Remember, it's not really an isser achila per se. It's a commandment of inui. So I might think that I only have yishev adas if I eat a lot of one thing. Kamash malah, no, I could have yishev adas if I eat micro portions of a bunch of different things. And that's why all types of achila are going to be mitzaref to one another. Says the Gemara now. So the Mishnah told us that in Yom Kippur it's usur to do certain things. Says the Gemara, usur, onish karesu. If you say usur, it's sort of undermining the severity of the isser. How could you just say usur connotes to me stam and isser? This is a very serious isser. It's an onish kares. So amar avila v'yisemar av yirmiya lo nitzrucha ela lechatzi shir. No, when we say, yes, if you eat a full shear on Yom Kippur, then you're going to be onesh kares. And so in order to underscore the point and in order to flag and highlight the severity of the isser, the Mishnah would have said onesh kares, you're chayev kares if you do this on Yom Kippur. Why did the Mishnah only say usser, which is seemingly a softer tone? Why did the Mishnah say usser? Because when the Mishnah said usser, it's talking about chasi shear. If you eat even a chasi shear, remember we said the shear of a chil on Yom Kippur is a koseves. So if you eat less than a koseves, it's going to be usur. You're not going to be chayev kares, but it's still going to be usur. Says the Gemara, but now you're taking sides in a machlokes. Hani chalaman diamar chatzi shir usur min haTorah. That's good, according to the Man Yomar, says chatzi shir usur min haTorah. Then what the Mishnah said is true, that if you eat a chatzi shir on Yom Kippur, then it's going to be usur. Ela l'man d'yamar chatzi shir mutar min haTorah, ma'ika l'meimar. But according to the Man Yomar, says chatzi shir is mutar min haTorah. What are you going to do to explain this? Chatzi shir is going to be mutar min haTorah. So when the Mishnah says it's usur to eat, it can't be talking about a chatzi shir, because the chatzi shir is mutar min haTorah. The itmar, and here's a machlokas. Chatzi shir, Rav Yochanan omar usur min haTorah. Rav Yochanan says a chatzi shir is usur min haTorah. Reish Lakish omar mutar min haTorah. And Reish Lakish says that a chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah, that there is no iser daraisa if you eat less than a shir. It's important to note, even though we call this chatzi shir in the parlance, Rashi explains that chatzi shir doesn't literally mean a chatzi shir, it means even a kol shu. The point is that if there's a shir of achila, that's aser min daraisa, if you eat less than that, not necessarily half of that, obviously, but if you eat less than that, here's where the machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish kicks in. Rav Yochanan would say that it's aser min haTorah. Reish Lakish would say it's mutter min haTorah. So now the Gemara applies the name to the concept. So ha'nichal Rav Yochanan, it's all well and good according to the Shita Rav Yochanan, who says the chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. That's why the Mishnah, when it says that it's aser ba'achila, it means it's aser to eat even a chatzi shir. El the Reish Lakish, ma'ikal ameimar. But according to Reish Lakish, how are you going to explain the Mishnah? Why does it say aser? It's not talking about chatzi shir because that's mutter. It's not talking about the full shir because that's an iser kares. It's more than just aser. So says the Gemara, moda Reish Lakish, so aser midrabanan. That Reish Lakish agrees that it's aser midrabanan, and therefore, when the Mishnah says that it's aser to eat on Yom Kippur, yes, it is talking about a chatzi shir. But when we say aser, it doesn't necessarily mean aser midaraisa; it means aser midrabanan. So says the Gemara, I hachi lo nechayev alea korban shvua. But if chatzi shir is aser midrabanan, then you shouldn't be chayev a korban shvua. So what are we talking about by korban shvua? So if you make a shvua that you're going to do something, and then you violate the shvua, you have to bring a korban shvua because you violated your shvua. So what happens though if you make a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah or to be mevatel a mitzvah? So let's say I'm taking a shvua today that I'm going to put on tefillin right after we finish the daf because then I'm going to daven shacharis. So is that shvua chal? So the answer is no, it's not chal because I'm being nishba lekayim es a mitzvah because I'm already mitzvah to put on tefillin. So saying I'm going to swear I'm going to put on tefillin this morning is a meaningless shvua. The flip side is, let's say I make a shvua that I'm going to be mevata la mitzvah. That is, a person says, this Shabbos, I'm not going to keep Shabbos, or I'm going to violate some other iser. So that is also not chal, because you're nishba v'yomen me'ar Sinai to either do or not to do the thing. So if you violate that shvua, you are not going to be chayiv a korban shvua in that case. So it should turn out that if chatzi shir is aser midrabanan, then it's considered aser according to Reish Lakish. So if you make a shvua that you're not going to eat a chatzi shir, that shvua shouldn't be chal because it's already aser. So you didn't accomplish anything with your shvua. So that's what the Gemara means when it says I hachi l'nechayev aleha korban shvua. You shouldn't be mechayev a korban shvua for eating a chatzi shir. Alamatnan, but we have a mishnah shvua shelo ochel. If a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, va'ochel nevelas a treifa shkatzim v'ramotzim, and he eats nevelas and treifa shkatzim v'ramotzim, chayev, he's going to be chayev a korban shvua because he said he wouldn't eat and then he ate all these things. Rav Shimon Pot. There, and Rav Shimon says he's going to be potter. Why? Because he took a shvua that he's not going to eat, and then he ate a whole bunch of things that he's not allowed to eat anyway, because the Torah told him that he's not allowed to eat, so therefore he's going to be potter. Vavinaba, and we ask, am I chayev? According to the Tanakhama, why is he chayev? Mushba v'yomein me'ar Sinai hu. He's mushba v'yomein me'ar Sinai. The Torah says it's usher to eat nevelus and treifesh, katsum v'ramasum. So when he eats this stuff, why is he chayev for violating his shvua? So Rav Shmuel v'Rav Yochanan da'amri. So Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan explain, Bekolel dvarim amutarim im dvarim arasurim. We're talking about somebody who includes food that's mutter along with the foods that are asur, and migu that the shvuas chal on the dvarim hamutarim, it's also chal on the dvarim ha'asurim. However, Rav Shimon says he's potter because he doesn't hold from the isra of kolel, and he doesn't hold that we say migu because the shvuas chal on the food that's mutter tim, it's also chal on the food that's asur tim. So that's Rav Yochanan's interpretation. Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Reish Lakish amar, and Reish Lakish says that I atamotzi ela b'mafaresh chasi shir, when is the person going to be chayev a korban shvua? It's only when he explicitly says that he's not going to eat even a chasi shir of this stuff that's aser. And according to the Rabbanan, who says that the Rabbanan always hold that when you stam make a shvua that you're not going to eat, you intend that you're not going to eat a kazayas, that you're not going to eat a shir rather. And therefore, in order to incorporate even a chatzi shir in your shvua, you have to be explicit that you're including even a chatzi shir. So if you explicitly say that I am including in my shvua, that I'm not even going to eat a chatzi shir, then you are going to be chayav a karban, then you're going to be chayav a karban, a karban for violating that shvua. So, bestam, valiba de Rabbi Akiva, or stam according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, why stam according to Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva argues with the Chachamim, whereas the Chachamim said when a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, he intends that he's not going to eat only a shear's worth. Rabbi Akiva says when a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, he means that he's not even going to eat a kol shehu. So, de Amar Adam Asar Atzma b'kol shehu, like the Gemara says, that a person asers himself even for a kol shehu. So, the Tanakhama says, if you take a shvua that you're not going to eat a chatzi shir, or that beferish, or if you, according to Rabbi Kiva, if you take a shvua stam that you're not going to eat anything, and then you eat a chatzi shir, then the Tanakhama says it's going to be mutter. And however, the Tanakhama says rather you're going to be chayiv, and Rav Shimon says you're going to be putter. Why? Because Rav Shimon holds that even a kol shehu, your mushpa v'yomed me'ar Sinai, because Rav Shimon says that when we say that there's a shear kezayis by an isser achila, that's only a shear to give malchus. But when there's an isser, the isser applies even when it's a kol shehu, even when you're eating a kol shehu. Now, if Reish Lakish holds that chatzi shear is aser midrabanan, then why is he chayiv a korban shvua if the guy eats a chatzi shear? If it's aser midrabanan, then it should already be mushpa v'yomed me'ar Sinai. So what am I saying though? If a chatzi shir is aser midrabanan, it should already be mushpa v'yomer merasinai? No, mushpa v'yomer merasinai should only be on dinim daraisa. So the answer is, because it is aser midaraisa. Why? Because even though it's an iser midrabanan, all isurim drabanan are bechlal lo sasser. Because there's an iser in the Torah lo sasser, you're not allowed to violate isurim drabanan. So even isurim drabanan are aser in a sense, even midaraisa. So if there's an iser in the Torah of lo sasser, and chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. So it turns out it's already aser for me to eat a chatzi shir. So when I make a shvua that I'm not going to eat, and then I eat a chatzi shir, why am I chayav a korban shvua? It should already be aser min haTorah. So I'm mushpa v'yomei me'ar Sinai. So why am I going to be chayav? V'chi teiman, says the Gemara two lines down from the top of Nayin Dalam and Aleph. V'chi teiman kiven disle heter min haTorah kachayal korban shvua. And if you want to tell me, okay, so he says a chatzi shir is also midrabanan, but because it's mutter min haTorah, because the iser is only midrabanan, therefore korban shvua is going to be chal because it's not called mushpa v'yomein me'ar Sinai vatnan. But we have another Mishnah by psule edus midrabanan. Then it says shvuas edus. So shvuas edus is if a person is requested to testify, and he says, I don't know any edus, I don't know any testimony, so I can't testify. And then it turns out that he did know testimony in support or in opposition to whatever din Torah was going on. The guy has to take a shvuas edus that he doesn't know testimony. So shvuas edus ain't an aheges elabruyin lahayid. The only time a person is going to be chayiv on a shvuas edus is if he is roi to be meyid. Because if he's not roi to serve as a witness anyway, so why is he going to take a shvua that he knows or he doesn't know testimony? There's no efficacy to a shvua. So it's only roi for people, it's only applicable for people who are roi ledus. And we ask, what does that come to exclude? Because the pasuk has already been mamayet an isha and other psule edus who we know are not kosher for edus. So Rapapa Amar Lemute Melech. So Rapapa says that when we say that Shvuas Eidus is only noeg or is not noeg by those who are not roy to be meyid, it comes to exclude a king. A king is not roy to be meyid because the halacha by a king is we don't make him testify, nor do we testify against him. So there's a machlokas exactly why a king can't be meyid. Some say because David HaMelech was a dayan, and an aid nas a dayan, so a dayan cannot be an aid, a dayan cannot be a witness. However, Rashi explains the pashup shot is because a witness, when he addresses the court, has to stand. And it's a pagam in the Kvod HaMelech, if we force the melech to stand in front of the dayanim are going to be sitting. The melech shouldn't be standing in that situation. So, and the Ritva says that it's not an issue with standing. It's time to testify in court as a bezoyan to the malchus. So in other words, just like a zaken vena lefi chavodo is not going to be chayiv in hashavas aveda, so to a melech, if there's something that might be pogam on his kavod, we're not going to make him do it. So again, the halacha that we said now in the Gemara is that shvuas aedus is only noeg by people who are roy lehayid. And we said, who does this come to exclude? Rapapa says it comes to exclude a king. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar, lemute mesachek bekuvia, that it comes to exclude a mesachek bekuvia. In other words, a mesachek bekuvia, let's just call him a gambler, for shorthand. So a gambler is not going to be roy le'edus, and therefore, if he says he doesn't know testimony, but he really does, he's not going to be chayev shvuas le'edus. But a mesachik bekuvia midaraisa, he is mutter lehayid, right? He is mutter lehayid, he is mutter for edus. V'rabbanan hu deposlu, and it's only midrabbanan that he's usher. Why? Because a mesachik bekuvia, the problem is that when the guy is playing his dice, when the guy is gambling, the concern is that nobody really thinks that they're going to lose when they gamble. So when the guy takes the winnings, it's sort of like stealing because nobody anticipated they were going to lose. Is it real gezel? No, it's not real gezel. It's not like the gambler goes over to somebody and sticks him up and mugs him. So it's not going to be real gezel, but it's sort of like gezel. It's gezel midrabanan. So that's only, so mesachi pekuvia is a psul edus midrabanan. Velo kachay le'ale shvua. Yet we see that he's not going to be chay of a korban shvua, even though a mesachei bekuvia is only osur midrabanan. So just like a mesachei bekuvia is not going to be included in korban shvua, even though it's only osur midrabanan, so too, according to Reish Lakish, even though a chatzi shir is only osur midrabanan, it shouldn't be included in the shvua if he says shvua shelo ochel, because he's already mushpa v'yomed. So if a psul midrabanan is going to exempt him from shvua by edus, a chiyuv midrabanan should exempt him from shvua by stam shvua shelo ochel, according to Reish Lakish. So says the Gemara, shani hasam diyamar kra im lo yagid v'hai lav baragado hu klal. So ordinarily speaking, an issur midrabanan is not like an issur daraisa. By edus, we're focused on the bottom line. And the bottom line by mesachei bekuvia is that he's going to be usur lehayid because the rabbanan said he's usur. So because by edus, we're focused on the bottom line. Can he give testimony? Yes or no? Therefore, we're going to treat mesachei bekuvia like an issur deraisa. We're going to treat the rabbanan like an issur deraisa. But ordinarily speaking, by a regular shvua shelo ochal, we're only going to consider a mushpa v'yomed when it's usur midaraisa, not when it's usur midrabanan. So says the Gemara, let's rewind. The reason that we got into this whole discussion of chatzi shir is because we were perplexed by the lashon of the Mishnah. We said there were five inuyim that are asar and Yom Kippur. And the Gemara said, asar, how can you say it's only asar? It's chiyuv kares. So says the Gemara, v'chaleicha the tani anish arish kares lo tani asar. Any time where there's a chiyuv kares, we're not going to use the lashon of asar. So in other words, what's troubling the Gemara even? V'atanya, afal pisha amru asar bekulan. Even though we said that all of the inuyim are going to be, asur, lo amru onish kares ela la ochel vasho sevosa malacha bavad, that the chi of kares is only applicable by achil and shtia, and somebody does malacha on Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, sahachi kamar kisha amru asur, when it says asur, lo amru ela b'chatzi shir, that's only by a chatzi shir. Aval kashir onish kares. However, by a shir, if you eat a shir, then you're going to be chayiv kares. The afal pisha onish kares, and even though you're chayiv kares, ain onish kares, elo ochel v'shosav osa malacha bavad. That the only people, not everybody who does any, all of these inuyim is going to be chayiv kares, that the chayiv kares only applies when you eat a shir. And even at that, the chayiv kares only applies for achila and for achila and shtia. So basically what we see over here is that the Gemara does distinguish in its language between iser and kares, because now this Bryce is telling me everything is usur, but I'm only chayiv kares for achila and shtia. And that's why the Gemara was troubled. How could you tell me these inuyim are usur? Some of them are chayiv kares. Says the Gemara, another answer, Viba Asema, Kiktani Asr, Ashara. Maybe a simple answer. Maybe when we say Asr, it's not going a Chatzi Shira Achila and Shtiyah. You're right. Achila and Shtiyah is a Chi of Kares. And the Mishnah should have said, you're Chai of Kares on it. When do we say you're Asr? With respect to what do we say that you're Asr? That's only with respect to the other Inuyim. The Tanu, Rav Yosef, Bashar Safrei de Bei Rav, Minayim Lima Kippurim, Sha'asur Berachitza Besicha, Vinila Sasando, Vatash Meshamita. Now, we're using the Lashon of Asr, but we're not saying Achil and Shtiyah, because Achil and Shtiyah, remember, that's a bigger Chiyav, it's a Chiyav Kares. What are you Asr to do on Yom Kippur? Stam and Isr no Chiyav Kares. Berachitza, Besicha, Vinila Sasando, Vatash Meshamita, only the other Inuyim. Tamalomar, Shabbos, Shabbason. So that's how I know that you're Usher, because it says Shabbos, Shabbason. What does Shabbos, Shabbason have to do with anything? So Rashi explains that by Shabbos it says Shabbason, by Yom Kippurim it says Shabbason. What do we know about Shabbos? Shabbos, we have an Isser of 39 Malachas. The Malachas are patterned after what happened in the Mishkan. But we know, if you look in any of the Halachas for him, there are many, many more Malachas that are Usher on Shabbos than the actual malachas that were done in the Mishkan. Because just like by Shabbos, we use the 39 malachas in the Mishkan as a template, and then we expand the Isurim to many other malachas. So to on Yom Kippur, there's like the cardinal Inuyim of Achila and Shtiyah, and then we expand to include even those things that you're not Chayav Kares on, and that's how we know that there's the others of the Chamesh Inuyim are Mutter. Are usher rather that they're not chayav kares, but they're going to be usher mida oraisa according to the Rabban, according to the Tosfos Yerushalmi, as we saw in the beginning of this year, they're going to be usher mida Rabbanan. I should have said on the Mishnah, we keep talking about the Chamesh Inuyim, but if you count them, they're actually six. So the obvious answer is that shtiyah is bechlal achila. So shtiyah bechlal achila. So there are only really five Inuyim. Okay. So says the Gemara now with the two dots. Gufa chatzi shir. Back to chatzi shir. Everybody's favorite topic. So Chatzi Shir, Rav Yochanan Amar Asur Min HaTorah. Rav Yochanan says it's Asur Min HaTorah. Reish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah. So Reish Lakish says Chatzi Shir is going to be Mutar Min HaTorah. Rav Yochanan Amar Asur Min HaTorah, and Rav Yochanan, who says that it's Asur Min HaTorah, Kivan the Chazi Litz Tarufei Isuri Kachil, because eventually the Chatzi Shir can be mitzdarif to a full shir, therefore you're eating Isser. Reish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah, Achila Marachman Avaleka. Reish Lakish says, no, Chatzi Shir is going to be Mutar because the Torah said Achila, Stam Achila is a Shir Kazayis, and if you didn't eat a Shir Kazayis, you're not going to be over on the Isser Mida Raisa. Eitzer Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Frekt Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan asks on Reish Lakish, Ein Li Ela Kol Sheyeshno Ba'onesh Yeshno Ba'azhara. I only know that something that I know the onesh for, I'm also a muzaron. I'm also warned against violating the isser. Kui, which is a suffek chaya, a suffek behema. So let's say we're talking about the isser of eating chelev, and it's only usher to eat the chelev of a behema. It's not usher to eat the chelev of a chaya. So kui v'chasi shir, however, by a kui, which is a suffek isser, and a chasi shir, ho'ol ve'ena ba'onesh, since you are not going to be chaya of a punishment if you eat it, Yachol Eina Bazhara. I might think that it should be perfectly mutter, that it's not even an Azhara, it's not even a lav. Tamalomar, Kol Chelev. Tamalomar, it says Kol Chelev to include even a Chatzi Shir. So says Rav Yochanan, here's a Raya, that Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, even though I'm not going to get punished, there's still a lav. Says Reish Lakish, not Akasha, Midrabanan v'kras machta b'yalma. No, it's only Asur Midrabanan, and the Kol Chelev is only in Asmachta. It's not really a source in Torah. So Achinami Mistabra, and it's Mistabra that we're talking about Isurim Midrabanan. Why? Because what did we say besides Chatzi Shir? We mentioned Kui, which is a Safik Chaya, Safik Beima. These al Kadai Tukta Raisa, Kui Sveiku, Itzrich Krala Sui Sveika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any Sveikas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether the Kui is a Chaya or Behema, whether the Chelev is going to be Mutter or it's going to be Asur. The only time we have a Safik is if we're delving into Isurim Midrabanan. So therefore, just like Kui, it's obviously a Safik Midrabanan, so too Chatzi Shir, when we say Chatzi Shir, it's also Asur Midrabanan. Says the Gemara, Imi Shema Lo Ire, if it's because of this is no Raya, Kasavri, flipping time, Daman Olam Abayz, Kui Bria Bifnei Atzmi, a Kui is a Bria Bifnei Atzma. Tosfa says that it's not a Safik Chaya, Safik Behema, it's Tam, a Bria Bifnei Atzma, and the Chachamim were never Machria, if that Bria is a Chaya, or if it's a Behema. Says the Gemara, Dilo Temahachi, because if you don't want to say that a Kui is a Bria Bifnei Atzma, Hadim Ravidi Baravin, Af Kol la'asuye kui. It says af kol by the isra of achilas dam. It comes to include a kui, that it's usur to eat the dam of a kui as well. So kui is fekahu. So the kui is a suffix. Se isra krol arbui is feka. Do I need a pasuk to be marbes feka? In other words, why would I, if the kui is a suffix midaraisa, why would I need a pasuk to be marbe the kui? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any sfekas. So ela briyashani, achanami briyashani. No, ela mai, it's a briya b'fnei atzma, and therefore the kui is referenced separately in the pasuk. In other words, the kui is referenced through the ribui, not because it's a suffix, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any ribui and chumash to learn a kui, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any sfekas. The reason that I need a separate ribui for kui is not because it's a suffix, because it's a briya b'fnei atzma. And that's why it's neither a chaya nor is it a behema. That's why I need a separate riboy, that the isra of achilas dam applies even to a koi. So no raya from koi as to whether chatzi shir would be also midaraisa or also midrabanan. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara says Viter. Five lines down. So Tanu is Nafsho Seichem. So it says on Yom Kippur, Tanu is Nafsho Seichem, a person has to afflict himself. So what does that mean, afflict? Yachol Yesha Bechama Obitzina Kadesha Yitzar. I might think, well, either I have to go to a place where it's very hot, or I have to go to a place where it's very cold, so I should make myself very uncomfortable, and I should sit there for the whole Yom Kippur. Tamalomar Vechomalachalo Sasu says, no, Vechomalachalo Sasu. Ma malacha sheva al tase, just like malacha sheva al tase, it's an injunction against doing malacha. Af inu nefesh sheva al tase, also inu nefesh it's sheva al tase, it's that I should refrain, I should restrain myself from doing certain things, those things being achila, shtia, rechitza, sicha, etc., etc. Vema hechad yasa b'shimsha v'chayim le lo ne'male kum tuv betula. But if it's a sheva al tase, if the whole point of inui is that it's a sheva al tase, so maybe I could have a sheva al tase by afflicting myself with heat or cold. That if I happen to be sitting in a place where I'm very hot, so we say sheva al tase, don't get up and move to a place of shade. You must afflict yourself by sitting in the heat. Or, for example, if you are sitting in a place where you're very cold, we say, don't get up and move to a warmer place. Sheva al tase, you have to sit there and you have to be ma'ana yourself. So how do we know you don't say that? So, lo nemele kum tov betula, yasa betula v'karele, if he's sitting in the shade and he's cold, lo nemele kum tov b'shimsha, we don't tell him, go get up and go warm yourself in the sun. Dumya de malacha, no, because the inui has to be like malacha. Ma malacha lo chalakta ba, af inui lo tachlak bo. Just like malacha, it's really cut and dry. Nobody's allowed to do malacha. So too the inui that's usur on Yom Kippur, it's an inui that is applicable to everybody. Do not eat, do not drink. These are applicable to everybody. Don't be hot, don't be cold. Whether somebody is hot or somebody is cold is very dependent on their own personal tendencies. It's very dependent on their own personal feelings. So that's not the type of inui that the pasuk is talking about. Tan yidach, we have a similar braisa. Tanu was nafsho seichem. Again, the halacha of inui. Yochol yeshe b'chama v'tzina v'yitzar. I might think the inyan is to sit in the sun or the heat and to be mitzar. Tamalomar v'chol malacha lo sasu. Ma malacha dover shachayevan ala b'makam acher. Just like malacha, something that you're chayev b'makam acher, i.e. on Shabbos. Af inu nefesh shachayevan ala b'makam acher. Also, inu nefesh means something that you're chayev b'makam acher. What does it mean, chayev b'makam acher? That it's an isur of achila. Just like there are other isurim of achila, so to inu, on Yom Kippur is going to be an isur of achila. Ve'ezezeh pigol v'nosar. So, and where else is there an isur of achila? And a chi of kares. So there's an isra of achila and a chi of kares if a person eats pigal or nosar. So just like pigal or nosar is usar ba'achila, so too the inui that we mentioned in Yom Kippur is also an isra of achila. Says the Gemara, if I'm learning inui from pigal and nosar, so avi pigal of nosar shame be kares. So maybe I'm only chayev on Yom Kippur if I eat pigal and nosar where I'm already chi of kares, where I'm already chayev kares anyway. And therefore, if I eat that on Yom Kippur, if I eat pigol b'nosar b'shogeg on Yom Kippur, then I'm chayiv two chatos, one for eating pigol or nosar, and the other for eating on Yom Kippur. So maybe the isser of achil on Yom Kippur only applies to other food that's usser, where there's an isser kares. V'lo avi es tevel she'ina b'kares, and maybe I won't include eating tevel, which is not an isser kares, it's only a lav. Tamalomar tanu v'nisem es nafsho seichem riba. So no, there's a ribui that you're chayiv even if you eat tevel on Yom Kippur. Avi Atevel Shu Bemisa Bide Shemayim Velo Avias Anavela Shaina Bemisa. Maybe I should include only Tevel in the Isser of Achila Nim Kippur, but not Nevela. Tamalomer Tanu Vinisa Mishnafsa Sechem Riva. So, no, there's another Riba Yavtanu Vinisa Mishnafsa Sechem, because the Pasuk tells me Vinisa Mishnafsa Sechem five times. So, there are going to be five Ribuyim here. So, Avias Anavela Shu Belav, maybe it's only Yasser to eat a Nevela on Yom Kippur. Because there's an Isser Lav. Belovi yes a chulin shein a belav. Maybe it's mutzer to eat chulin because there's no lav. There's no isser of eating chulin. Tamalomar tanu vinisa mishnafsa seichem riba. Avi a chulin shein a chay shein a bekum achol. Maybe I'm chayiv only if a chulin where there's never a positive commandment to eat. Belovi yes a truma she bekum achol. But maybe I'm potter if I eat truma because by truma there is a positive commandment for a kohen to eat truma. Tamalomar tanu vinisa mishnafsa seichem riba. Then I'm chayiv for everything. Avi yes a truma shein a bebal totiru. Belovi yes maybe I should only include truma in the isser, but not kachim, because kachim, there's also an isser of leaving it over. So I might think the isser of leaving it over is doche the isser of achil on Yom Kippur. Tamalomar, tanu v'nisa mesnafsa seichem riba. No, another riboy tanu v'nisa mesnafsa seichem. So from here we learn that the isser of achil on Yom Kippur includes all sorts of food, whether the food is an Isser Kares, whether it's an Isser Lav, whether there's a Chiyav to eat the food, whether there's a Chiyav Misa if I eat the food, all food is Asar on Yom Kippur. Vim Nafshas Lomar, and if you want to say that Ainui on Yom Kippur doesn't mean Achila Shtiyah, rather maybe it means sitting in the sun or sitting in the cold, Hareyu Omer, V'avadati Es HaNefesh Ahi, it already says V'avadati Es HaNefesh Ahi, wasting away. It talks about the soul wasting away. Inui Shehu Avedas HaNefesh, it's got to be an Inui which is Avedas HaNefesh, and that includes achila. So what does it mean, vim nashlach lomar? What else could inui mean when it says va'avadati es hanefesh besides achila and shtia? Says the Gemara, v'chitim ba'arayas kamishtoi kra. No, because when the Pasuk says va'avadati es hanefesh, it's talking about arayas. Harayo omer va'avadati es hanefesh, inu sheyesh ba'avedas nefesh, ve'izazeh achila v'shtia. So the iser is the chiyav of inui on Yom Kippur applies to an iser achila and shtia, because that's an inui that has an avedas hanefesh. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Nemar Kan Inui, Venemar Lahalon Inui. It says over here Inui, and it says elsewhere, but in the Midbar, Inui as well. So Ma Lahalon Inui Ravon, just like in the Midbar, it was talking about an Inui Ravon, that they were hungry. Afkan Inui Ravon, also over here on Yom Kippur, when we talk about the Chamesh Inuyim, the Inui that we're talking about is an Inui of making yourself hungry, i.e. withholding food and drink from yourself. So maybe Vanelef Mimtane es Benosai, but there's a pasuk that uses the lashon of Inui. It says Imtane es Benosai, and that's talking about Arayos. So how do I know that when it says Inu by Yom Kippur, it's talking about an Isra Achila and Shtia? Maybe it's talking about an Isra of Tashmish Hamita. Maybe Imtane es Benosai. No, because that was one individual, Imtanez Benosai. However, in the Midbar, when the Bnei Yisrael were hungry, that was an Inu Derabim. On Yom Kippur, when everybody is not eating, that's an Inu Derabim, and therefore we learn the Isser Achila from there. Not from an Inu Deyachid, even though that Inu Deyachid was Taka talking about Tashmish Hamita, was talking about Arayas. V'nelef mi'inu de Mitzrayim. Why don't we learn it out from Mitzrayim? D'chsev Ayare on Yenu, V'yamrina zu prishas derech eretz. What was on Yenu and Mitzrayim? That was separating from marital relations. So maybe Inui is talking about Tashmish. Eladonin Inu b'dei Shemayim, Inu b'dei Shemayim. Now we're talking, we're done. Inu b'dei Shemayim, which is the hunger on account of the lack of food, from Inu b'dei Shemayim, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that I'm not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Vein donin Inu b'dei Shemayim, Inu b'dei Adam, and we're not going to be done in Inu b'dei Shemayim, which is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands me to be ma'aneh, from an Inu b'dei Adam, what happened in Mitzrayim when they refrained from Tashmish Amita, that was cause of the oppression of the Mitzrayim. It says, Amachilcha man ba'midbar. It says, Amachilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fed us man in the midbar, l'man anoscha, in order to afflict us. What was the affliction? If we got the man, right? We got food. So why were we afflicted? So Ravami Ravasi Chadamar Ina Doma Misha Yesh La Pas Pasalo Misha Ein La Pas Pasalo. Because a person is at much greater ease if he knows where his next meal is coming from. And by man, we know it fell every day. So each day they didn't know whether they were going to get food for that day. So that was very, very anxiety-inducing for them. Also, a person has a much better satisfaction when he sees what he's eating than when he doesn't see what he's eating. And the man, it tastes like anything, but it just looked like man. So Amar Rav Yosef, Mikan Remez Lasumin Sha'oklin Venus Veyim. From here we have a remez that blind people eat, but they're not sated. Amar Abaya, Hilkach Man De Islay Suda Lo Lichle Lebi Yamama. If a person has a Suda, he should eat it only in the day, because in the day, he actually is able to see what he's eating. Amar Rav Zera, my krub, what's the pasuk? Tov mare naim halach nafesh. That seeing something is better than simply experience of the soul. It's better, seeing is better than just the experience. Amar Reish Lokesh, tov mare naim beisha, yosar migufa shal maisa. Similarly, just like by achila, so too by like, by inisar arayas, by the taiva of, let's say, eshes ish or whatever, thinking about it and envisioning it is usually better than the actual experience. Shenemar tov marei nayim mehalach nafesh. Okay, so that's where we're going to stop today. Tomorrow we're going to talk about other differences in interpretation between Rav Zera and Reish Lakish in other psukim. Again, the rabbi is back tomorrow. I think he's giving tomorrow Shabbos and maybe Sunday. We'll figure it out. And then starting Monday, I am back again. And I hope everybody has an excellent day. Look forward to learning with you all next time.